We've always known how dangerous he is. He can beat you running. He can beat you throwing. And they've really done a good job of surrounding him with really good people. Obviously, the big running back makes a huge difference because of his home run ability. And so it's just there's a reason why they're number one in quite a few categories in terms of offensive production. And so it's going to be a real good test in terms of, you know, how we hold up versus this.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. That was the voice of Steelers defensive coordinator Terrell Austin talking about Lamar Jackson and also that big running back, Doran, by the name of Derrick Henry, future Hall of Famer, who terrifies me in this game. Absolutely terrifies me. It's no surprise they have the highest scoring offense in the league. And you said all offseason long, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but you thought that was the biggest pickup that any team made this offseason.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt.
I think you can make an argument that if it's not Lamar for the MVP of the league, that it's Derrick Henry.
He scored a touchdown every game.
Woo!
Over 1,000 yards.
Woo!
Already.
Can I ask you a rudimentary slash perhaps dumb question?
Sure.
To slow him down, I mean, you can't let him get going, right? I mean, you can't let him get through that first wave. You got to hit him early.
Early.
Because when he gets top speed and he gets to the linebackers at the second level, even good linebackers, he's coming that way.
Yes.
100 miles an hour. And in a lot of cases, you're stationary or you're just getting into position. It's like block charge in basketball. I feel like it's on Cam Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the defensive front to slow him down and not let him get going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But he just, it's such a tall task because, you know, you can hit him all game, and then he's always going to probably break one. And whenever he breaks one, he's not just this big guy that breaks one like Bettis used to be. Bettis was a Hall of Famer, but this guy can run and he'll be gone. Like, whenever he breaks out and he has those long runs, it looks like he's running in high school. Like, you never see that in the NFL with running backs.
The only guy, I guess Saquon is kind of that, right? He's explosive. Adrian Peterson immediately comes to mind. This guy's bigger.
Mm-hmm. A lot bigger.
A lot bigger. Goal line, dangerous. Short yardage, dangerous. And that's when he blows some runs open, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is when it's third and one at the, you know, the minus 12-yard line, and you got everyone up at the line of scrimmage, and you don't get him, bang, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
House call.
Yep.
So it'll be big for, I think, a Landon Roberts in this game. I think it'll be big for Preston Smith. I think those guys are built for this. And then Minka, if he does find his way into the open field, making sure he doesn't take the thing the distance. Yikes. So we're vibe checking, 412-928-9370. I'm excited for this game. This is the most excited I've been for a Steelers game in a very long time. And Doran, I think you agree. But it does not mean that I'm not nervous. I'm real nervous. I think the Ravens are going to win the football game. I think the Steelers are a better team, but I think Lamar Jackson's the best player on either team, and I think he's due. Maybe that's base analysis, but I think he's due. He played last year against the Steelers, played well, his receivers let him down, hadn't played against the Steelers since 2021 when he's throwing the ball to Hollywood Brown, and you've got Greg Roman calling plays. You got a new coordinator. You got new weapons. It's totally different for me. What's your vibe going into this thing?
I think that I've been saying this all week. Their weakness is just very, very weak. And if you can exploit that, you can win the football game because it's not like that they're just an okay defense. Like they're bad on the back end, like really bad. You said 290 yards per game passing
yards.
That's insane. Like you don't see that with really good football teams. Usually they're somewhat balanced, and I think that they're just, you know, after a while, they're just going to get, I mean, they got caught by the Raiders. They got caught by the Browns. You know, two bad football teams. Two bad, like if they had lost to the Colts or they had lost to, let's say, you know, even the Bengals,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay, like they figured out a way to, you know, I mean, and they stayed in those games. They clearly stayed in the two games that they did lose. But they lost to two bad football teams. They can be got. That's my vibe. Like, they can be got, even with Kyle Hamilton back there.
Oh, they can definitely get got. I look at the Bills game, though, and that's the one that scares me. where this horrific pass defense by Baltimore holds Josh Allen to 180 yards through the air. You can't let Baltimore get off to a good start. And that might be base analysis too, but because of the way they play, if they're ahead and then they run and they play action off it, it can snowball. We've seen Baltimore do that to teams. Now, that was at home against the Bills. They beat him 35-10 and really did hold Josh Allen in check, made him one-dimensional. So you've got to make sure that you're playing from ahead in this game, or at least you're playing even Stevens in this game, because if not, things can get away from you real quick. Vibe check, how you feeling about Steelers-Ravens? 412-928-9370. It's our buddy Steve from Myrtle Beach. Hi, Steve.
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Now I'm nervous, Steve. I've been excited, and now the nervousness has taken over the excitement.
Hey, listen, this is going to be a good game. To answer your initial question, though, as far as Russ goes, the comfort level to compare to Big Ben, I'd say you got to feel comfortable. Russ is a veteran. At the end of the day, he passes the eye test. Nobody throws a deeper ball the way that he does in the league. And I've been saying this all week. If we can stay healthy, between Mike Williams being what he already is, his problem is just staying healthy. And George Pickens, seeing what he could really do, nah, we're okay. We just need our defense to step up and contain Jackson, which I feel like we can do. Let me ask you this. You would know better than I would. Anytime we've played Derrick Henry, what's his numbers with us? Because I feel like we contain him pretty well. Coach T does a great job with that.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. If you want to do your vibe check on Steelers-Ravens, how you feeling about this one? Who will be the star of the game? Do you think the Steelers are going to win? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Yeah, they've kind of gone back and forth with Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
He's got him a couple of times. They've held him in check a couple of times.
Yeah, but they've never done that with Lamar and Derrick Henry. And they complement each other so well, and that complements the pass game. So it's just I almost throw those games out, the individual games of Lamar Jackson, the individual game of Derrick Henry against the Steelers. I throw those out because they've never played together against the Steelers, and that's why that they have been one of the top offenses in the league this year, is because of just those two being on the field and what they could do to you.
Yeah.
So it's
stopping the run is both of those guys tied together.
Yes.
And when you got that zone read, and it's either the most athletic dude in the league or the most feared physical back in the league is keeping the ball, I don't love either of those options. We know what the Steelers are going to do. They're going to just hit Lamar every chance they get. But you still got to contain Derrick Henry on the back end. So in terms of rushing yards against the Steelers, he got him for 75 yards twice as a Titan and then for only 32 yards as a Titan. But he's averaged 4.1 yards per carry in his career. I'll take that. I'd sign up for that right now. 4.1 yards per carry in this game. If you do that, you're doing a good job on Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a good job. 412-928-9370. What are the vibes heading into Steelers-Ravens? There's a lot of good that should make Steelers fans optimistic. The kicking difference. The difference in the defense. The fact that Lamar Jackson has historically not been good against Pittsburgh. The fact that the Steelers have won 7 out of 8, and generally Harbaugh pees all down his leg in these games. But I got this weird feeling, and people are murdering me on the text line, Doran, saying I've been glazing the Ravens all week, saying I need to have a pacifier in. I'll say for the umpteenth time, great players are not going to get shut down every time you play them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the way it works.
I mean, who's hotter right now? Which team?
Mm.
That's kind of where I base my foundation of this football game. Like, who's hotter right now? I have to go Steelers because the Ravens could have very well lost that game against the Bengals.
Sure. And they did against the Browns.
And they've been off. Now, sometimes that's good to be off and you get healthy, but sometimes that if you have something rolling and you have some momentum, which they kind of did because they won the football game, that could be halted and you got to restart. So the team that's hot right now, more hot right now, is the Steelers, in my opinion.
I would agree with that. they put up 41 points on Denver, which that gives me pause, right? Because Denver's defense is really good. Denver's defense, a top 5 points allowed defense before they played the Ravens. And they just go get slaughtered. Just absolutely eviscerated. Meanwhile, Cincinnati's defense, which I think is clearly worse than Denver's, they give up 35. So I think if you score 30, you win the game. I think the final score is going to be 30-27.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a feeling Baltimore is going to have the 30. I do. And I wonder if people agree with me at 412-928-9370. What are your vibes heading into Steelers-Ravens? You can tweet us as well. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We want to hear from you next at 412-928-9370. We got Terrell Austin's thoughts on Derrick Henry coming up as well.
He's a unique player. He is a big man, and he gets the, you know, when he gets the speed and he gets rolling, man, it is it looks like a track meet out there. You know, when you're not playing him, he's fun to watch. When you're playing him, he's probably not so fun.
Derrick Henry has 184 rushing attempts this year and 1,120 yards. 6 yards a carry, 12 touchdowns. Last year, in 100 more touches, he had 1,167 yards. So I'm just going to say it again for effect. Last year, 280 carries, 1,167 yards. This year, 184, 1,120.
What? How many games to go?
They have
nine
games to go. Could get 2,000.
Oh, for sure, right?
So long as he holds up, he's going to get 2,000.
If he doesn't have 100 yards this game.
You think he will?
No. No.
He's got me real nervous. Lamar's got me real nervous.
I think he's going to be right around his number.
Yeah.
And we'll do that. What time are we doing that?
8:35. Odds and ends, baby.
Odds and ends. We'll do that then, but I think he'll be right around that number.
I'm sorry to do this to everyone. I'm sorry I'm such a nervous Nelly about this game.
I mean, you for one of the first times have a legit reason.
Yes.
It's legit. And I could tell. Like, I mean, but you just look at the facts. The facts of like Lamar, you're not going to be able to hold Lamar Jackson down for so long. He's been playing very well. They have Derrick Henry. They have one of the best offenses in the NFL. They have a lot of weapons on the outside now. They have two good tight ends. Like it's very valid how you're feeling right now.
I'm going to throw up.
Don't let anybody tell you differently.
I'm going to puke. Rocky and Blahnox. Vibe check, how you feeling about Steelers-Ravens?
What's up, fellas? How you guys today?
I feel terrible now.
That's good. That's good. Thorne, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I feel great.
That's good. Hey, drop some Zins. You're going to be all right, Adam. You know what I mean?
I'm just
that anxiety, Don.
What do they call it whenever you have the whole... You take chew and you wrap it around your entire mouth.
Ring.
It's called something. Pumpkin.
Plumpkin, I think they call that, right?
Blumpkin, did you say?
Tompkin?
Blumpkin, yeah, Blumpkin.
It's a Blumpkin, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, I have some football experience. Not as much as Doran, but here's how it went down. I was playing some peewee down in Blahnox. We were playing Morningside Bulldogs. They had Tony Chalupa. Last name wasn't Chalupa. We called him Chalupa. He was a little stout. Anyway, we were playing him running quarterback, right? Our coach came up with this plan. We had 8 defensive backs. It was, you know, you hear the nickel, the dime, 8 defensive backs. We held him to, I think it was like 48 yards. Longest rush was 7.5.
You know what, Rocky? That's what the Chargers did in the playoffs to Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lamar, they didn't lose a game the regular season when Lamar took over as a rookie, and then, bang, they lose to the Chargers because they just put as much speed as possible on the field. My problem with that now, and Doran, you would know better than me, and thank you for the call, Rocky, is, okay, you put all the speed on the field. You're giving up some sand in your pants. You need sand in the pants to take right. down Derrick Henry.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, that's what makes them so difficult this year is – I would say, yeah, you want Preston Smith. Yeah, you want a Landon Roberts. Like, even when you go nickel, that's what the Steelers did last week, a Landon Roberts, early downs on the field. That's probably what they'll do. but then they can kill you over the middle with their tight ends. It's very much pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's ask it this way then, 412-928-9370. Who are you trying to take out of the game? Are you trying to limit the Ravens' passing attack, or are you trying to slow down Derrick Henry as much as possible? Because it's really hard to do both.
Well, I mean, it really is. So we're parsing here, but I mean, for me, it'd be Derrick Henry. Because they could just run the ball. I mean, towards the end of the game, they could just wear you down throughout the game, and then at the end of the game, he's going to explode. So, like, I would try to take him out first and then let Lamar beat you. Then you feel more comfortable with that because you've done that a couple times in the past. I would have to just really rely on the back end and in the middle of the field to play their best game. But I would try to take out Derrick Henry before Lamar, honestly, because I just think that he could just take over a football game. Whenever he gets going, he has full control of a football game. Him himself. Full control. And you are not stopping him.
Yeah, and if he's going like that...
It's over.
Yeah, because then the passing game just explodes off of that. Texter, guys, that ain't what a Blumkin is. Cameron in the car.
I don't know what that's called. I forget that. I don't know if I've ever heard of a term.
I'll look it up. Texter, Crowley, you're a bleep hole. Root for your team. I am rooting for the Steelers. Of course I want the Steelers to win. My Sunday will be ruined if the Steelers lose. I hate the Ravens so much. This game is so important that you got Bills and Chiefs after it, and then you got Bengals and Chargers. I'm going to have to hate watch those two games if the Steelers lose. And when I was a kid, if the Steelers would lose a game of this magnitude at 1 o'clock, I wouldn't watch football the rest of the day.
Mm.
I'm an adult now, so I'm not going to not watch the games. It's also part of my job to watch as much football as I can. But it sucks so bad if you lose to your rival and then you got to watch other teams play and then the highlights are going to run all day. Halftime every game, they're going to be talking about it every game. Oh, look at the Ravens. Look what they were able to do. It sucks.
I just looked up what a Blumkin is and it's no good.
Okay, so we're not going to say that anymore. Horseshoe is what I was looking for.
Is that was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was like a more elaborate word.
I think we got by our man Steve in Myrtle Beach. I think he knew what he was doing there with Blumkin.
That wasn't Steve.
Oh.
That was Rocky.
Rocky.
Thank you. Angela in Beachview, next up with a vibe check. Hi, Angela.
What's up, guys? You know, this is always between Harbaugh and Tomlin, a you-know-what measuring contest.
That's right.
So, you know we're always going to get pounded in the trenches. Henry is a beast, needless to say, but he's a beast in the red zone. We have to be very careful of that. I think we should keep our inside linebackers home to help the D-line, rotate those D-linemen as much as possible, keep a spy on Jackson, and protect that soft underbelly. We always get killed on those 10, 12, 15-yarders over the middle.
Nobody loves talking linebackers more than you, Angela.
Yep.
That's right.
You think the Steelers win?
Bob Prince used to say, by a gnat's eyelash.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, Angela.
Yeah. All right, bye.
I do think this isn't some hot take or anything like that. Whomever wins by three or less.
What's the line right now, 3.5?
Yeah.
And you had the Steelers losing 30-27, so they'd win by a half point.
Yeah. I'm betting on the Steelers and the points in this game, but... I do think that finally Lamar's going to get them when it counts.
And it's going to be a high scoring?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, what if it's no blowout?
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. If it's low scoring, who do you think it favors? I actually think Baltimore. Because I trust their running game more. Like if it's a limited possession game and it winds up being what these Steelers-Ravens games have been the last 7 years... They have a weapon at their disposal that they haven't had before. And I just think in a close game, you run the ball and it's limited possessions. It's 20-16 or something like that. I think I might pick them.
I'd pick Steelers with Boswell.
Boswell, yeah. Yeah. You can tell my energy, man.
I know.
Talk me off the ledge, 412-928-9370. Make me feel better about this. Angry Bike Lane tweets, Angela said pounded in the trenches. Get your mind out of the gutter. All right, come on now. We're a mature radio program here.
Yeah, callous.
Yeah, Nick.
Ariel.
Way to suck us into that sexy mermaid talk from earlier.
Apparently a mermaid doesn't have a trench, though, with what we've gathered.
Mariana Trench. the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, that's a place.
Mm-hmm. All right. How you feeling, Steelers-Ravens? Are you like me in a nervous Nelly, or do you have confidence that the dominance over the Ravens is going to continue? Steelers have won 7 out of 8 in this rivalry. 412-928-9370. And we go down memory lane a little bit coming up next. All right, I feel a little bit better about Steelers-Ravens. Something just got brought to my attention. Underdogs in this rivalry, last 21 games, 9-12 straight up, and 10-1-1 against the spread over the last 12 for underdogs in this rivalry. And the Steelers are underdogs at home.
Huh.
Mike Tomlin has covered a lot of games as a home dog and won a lot of games straight up as a home dog, too. And there is the Tomlin mastery over Harbaugh. I don't think you can discount that. He's had his number. 7 out of 8 win games they've won. I think back to playoff time. And, I mean, that's aeons ago, right? But 2008, you beat him in the playoffs. 2010, you beat him in the playoffs. So what, Tomlin's 2-1 against them in the playoffs. The one time that they lost, Le'Veon Bell got hurt at the end of the season, and Ben Tate was the running back.
Yeah.
And that Josh Harris guy was the leading rusher for the Steelers, the one who came out years later and said mean things about Ben because
Correct.
He needed his 15 seconds of fame.
Yes.
That really pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't always gone out of my way to defend Roethlisberger. Hell of a player, Ben. Obviously, no doubt. But that really ticked me off. Josh, get the hell out of it. No one knows who the hell you are. Anyhow. I want to go down memory lane here on Steelers-Ravens in a second. We're going to continue to be taking your phone calls all morning long at 412-928-9370. But you are really pissed off just in the last 2 minutes. Because you've been talking about this Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight all week long. And it turns out you can't bet on it in the state of Pennsylvania.
Ridiculous. How? How does it, how? And why not?
I mean, I just assumed everywhere sports betting was legal that you would legally
yes.
be able to bet on this
yes.
thing.
Makes no sense.
I thought that was kind of the whole deal.
Yes.
Like, that was the whole allure. Get these guys to fight. Yes, you get to watch Tyson again, but yeah, you're going to gamble on it.
If somebody can find it in a different sports book.
Oh, I'm calling my bookie.
I mean, can you please just send me if you can get if you can bet on this fight, because I want to put a lot of money on Mike Tyson.
Real quick before we get back into Steelers and Ravens, and I mean real quick, we're only going to do this for a second here. Mike Tyson did an interview with a young aspiring journalist yesterday. So this young girl, she's got to be 10, 11 years old, right?
Yes.
And here's how that went. Vintage Tyson. Again, like an 11-year-old's asking the questions here.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead.
We're just dead.
You know what? I will say this. If you have seen that interview and watched it, that little girl did a fantastic job.
Oh, she crushed
it,
man.
She didn't get rattled at all.
No.
Good job by her.
She was not to be deterred. She asked another follow-up question and leads it off by saying, I've never heard that perspective before.
He's like, who else would care for me? They're just my kids, maybe, my grandkids, but I'm just going to die.
Mr. Tyson, what does this fight do for your everlasting legacy? Who cares? I'm going to die. I'm going to be worm food.
He's in the zone.
6 feet under.
He's in the zone.
One day I'm going to be decomposing 6 feet under. None of this means anything
Unreal.
In the grand scheme of humanity.
Unreal.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Tyson. I'm 11. I've never thought about death in my life. Really appreciate that. All right, speaking of legacy, Steelers, Ravens, I hate them. Sports hate, right? Like, I'm not going to punch a Ravens fan in the face. Even if I was big, strong, and burly like you, Doran, I'm not going to punch someone in the face because they wear a different jersey color. So, sports hate. I was thinking back to the Ravens that I hated the most growing up. And there's a list of a few that got me, right? Of course, Ray Lewis, probably the top of the list for everybody. He would do that dance, and he would just maim people out there. Terrell Suggs.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Reed, I didn't, I didn't hate Reed because he wasn't going to kill you, but he'd kill a game. Oh, boy, would he wreck a game.
Mm-hmm.
Flacco would come in here, unflappable Flacco, and he'd throw passes to TJ Houshmandzadeh and steal your soul. Jamal Lewis, Ray Rice. It's got to be Ray Lewis, though, right? He has to be the most hated Raven of all time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Him or Suggs. I think Suggs. Everybody else you can kind of have respect for. But those two, they started so much drama. And, like, you know, they were the pillars of Raven Steelers. And you just wanted to take them out.
You did. And, you know, if you asked Ravens fans, this is perfect Steelers Ravens. If you asked Ravens fans their most hated Steeler of all time, I bet you the answer is Hines Ward.
Probably.
And he's a receiver.
Yeah.
I love that.
Or Porter.
Yeah.
But Hines Ward for sure.
James Harrison wrecked a game where he had multiple sacks, an interception, a fumble recovery, multiple forced fumbles. I think it was the 2007 game. And he could be on the list. Ben's got to be up there, too, just because of what he would do and how he would pull out wins against them. What I've always loved about this rivalry is Hines Ward just, he's a Steeler because he's a football player. He ain't a wide receiver. He's a football player. Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback, yeah, he ain't no pretty boy Tom Brady. I mean, he is a football player, and that's to take nothing away from Tom Brady. It's more perception than anything, but Ben's getting his nose broken, and there's blood everywhere, and Bart Scott's coming around the edge, and bang, and Ben's fighting dudes off with one hand and pitching the ball out of bounds with the other. Just a football player. That's what this rivalry's about. So, Sunday, who is the quintessential Raven in this matchup, or Steeler in this matchup? Like, who will be that guy that makes the physical play for each side? I think Derrick Henry's probably the obvious one for Baltimore. Who could be that guy to set the tone physically for the Steelers?
Well, I'm going to say Roquan Smith.
Ooh.
Clearly Derrick Henry. But Roquan Smith, I think, that is going to set the tone, and people are going to be irked by him. But for the Steelers, Deshaun Elliott. I mean, he's been my guy all week. Like, that's a guy. I mean, he likes to talk.
Yep.
He likes to post on social media, and he backs it with his play. There was a clip that I saw yesterday of, it was a couple clips of Deshaun Elliott against Derrick Henry absolutely demolishing
him. Really?
As a Raven. Derrick Henry as a Titan. Demolishing him. So, this is going to be a very physical football game. I think Deshaun Elliott's going to lead the way.
Deshaun Elliott and Alandon Roberts were born to play in this game.
And Patrick Queen.
Patrick Queen born to play on this side.
Yes.
In this game. Roquan Smith's a really good call. I'd like to see Freiermuth have a game.
Mm-hmm.
Catch the ball over the middle, take a couple of shots, get up smiling like Hines used to. And they've been bad against tight ends this year. 412-928-9370. Alan in Cheswick next up. Hi, Alan.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What you got?
I'd be much more worried about Derrick Henry than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson still isn't a consistent downfield accurate thrower.
Really?
And
he's completing 70% of his passes and has a quarterback rating of 123.
Yeah, that's all good, but see what he does at the end of the game. Yeah, that's great. You're right. But Derrick Henry's the one that I'd be afraid of.
Yeah, that's a valid take, the first part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying. But I'm telling you, folks, everyone who's listening right now, if you're driving, be careful. Get real close to your radio or your phone right now or whatever. You're listening on the Odyssey app or you're listening to YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, get real close. You are all sleeping on Lamar Jackson. The Steelers might win the game. The Steelers are very good. It's not going to surprise anybody if the Steelers win the game. But this idea that Lamar Jackson's not a good downfield passer, he's not a good quarterback because he's played four games and only won one of them, I just think you're not looking at
You're not watching the games or following the Ravens this year.
No.
It's different. It is very different.
Last year, he was very good against the Steelers, and they had like 10 drops. Before that, they hadn't played him since 2001. That's ancient flipping history. That doesn't matter. Now, it doesn't mean T.J. Watt can't wreck him. Doesn't mean that a lot of the guys we mentioned, Patrick Queen, Alandon Roberts, Deshaun Elliott, can't screw the game up. Doesn't mean Lamar's going to play well. But to underestimate him coming in, you could be in for a rude awakening come Sunday, 1 p.m. That's all I'm saying. Respect your opponent. Like, that was a big topic on the station this week. Austin Bechtold said, oh, I think the Ravens are more respected around here than they are hated. I don't agree with that. I don't know that there's enough respect for the Ravens. I do also think it's kind of a flawed question because in order to hate, I do think you have to respect.
Yes.
Like, I hated the Patriots because, of course, I respected them.
Right.
Because they get it done.
Right.
I respect the Ravens. It's a hell of an organization.
Ovechkin.
I respect Ovechkin. Tom Wilson, not so much.
Right.
You get it. Texter, at this point, Lamar is dripping because Crowley continues to glaze him. Let's look at the numbers. Very good. Texter, Flacco never threw passes to TJ Houshmandzadeh. Yes, he did.
See, I questioned you on that before, too, and you pulled it up, and he did. I didn't remember that.
A caller called in and said Houshman played for the Bengals.
He did.
Yeah, both.
He did play for both.
Yep.
And I totally forgot that.
And he caught a game-winning touchdown in the back of the end zone against the Steelers in 2010 when Ben Roethlisberger was suspended. And then Charlie Batch had a chance to answer and threw an interception to Ray Friggin' Lewis. Which Ravens did you hate the most? 412-928-9370. Which Steeler will make the big Steelers-Ravens play in this game? And what I mean by that is like the Ryan Clark hit on Willis McGahee. You know what a Steelers-Raven play looks like. Who's the most likely culprit on the other side, and who's the most likely Steeler to make a play like that in this game? 412-928-9370. Also a big injury, perhaps, for the Steelers, which we'll get into next. 50-minute mark on a fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Steelers-Ravens, it's all the people are talking about. And how about an injury? Jaylen Warren popping up on the injury report with a back. I have sympathy. I have empathy for him.
Yes.
We both have had long NFL careers that have led to back damage.
Right.
Injury report is brought to you by Shenerovich, Shenerovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. They need Jaylen Warren in this game. He was really effective down the stretch against the Commanders. Obviously had the fumble at the goal line. But I think he would play a massive role in this game. If he's limited, that's not great. If he's not available at all, that's really bad. The Ravens, we've talked so much about their pass defense. Well, it's not just attacking down the field. The Ravens are giving up on the season 5 catches for 47 yards a game to running backs.
Uh-huh.
That is not an insignificant amount of yards. They've been great stuffing the runners when they run the football, but not running backs out of the backfield. And Jaylen Warren is by far their best pass-catching back.
And that could be a form of the run game. If the run game gets stalled and you don't want to have the approach and you know that that's not going to be successful, another form of the run game is passing the ball to the running backs. And as you just routed off that stat there, that could be an effective way of getting things going for Russell Wilson. And I do think that Jaylen Warren's going to play. But if not, Najee Harris can be effective out of the backfield if used properly, and so can Cordarrelle Patterson.
Real quick, I mean, we're not going broad strokes necessarily today. We're really just zooming in on this game. This is what has made Najee Harris a worthy number one back for as long as he's been here, is he doesn't get hurt. When he does, he plays through it. And already a couple of times this year, Jaylen Warren's been banged up and injured and unavailable. And so, okay, Najee after the season probably not going to be here anymore. Jaylen Warren will, but I still think it's going to have to be a timeshare. I just don't think Jaylen Warren can be for 17 games your primary back.
No.
He's talented.
And he fumbles too.
And he fumbles. You're right. 412-928-9370. Todd in Bellevue. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Feeling okay. Doran's great. Or he was before this whole Tyson nonsense.
Yeah. But I honestly think it's going to be TJ that's going to make a huge stop at the goal line against Derrick Henry that will win this game on Sunday for us.
That would be wonderful, and thank you, Todd. This is a TJ game.
It has to be.
Has to be.
Especially coming off of last game, not recording a stat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel it.
The same way I feel like the dam's going to break for Lamar.
Yep.
You don't keep a great player down. It hasn't been the best counting stat season for TJ Watt, but these are the games he's made for. All right. We're going to talk to an expert, a film watcher, our friend, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, breaking down Steelers-Ravens. That's coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com today. High of 55.